Hello, women of power and spirit. I'd like to ask you a question. What does it mean to be in joyful dedication? In the practices of holding, we are often called to explore one of the four prescriptions or four steps in our ongoing cycle of evolution. These prescriptions include surrender, acceptance, desire, and commitment. In exploring joyful dedication, we're actually looking at a way to approach commitment. For some of us, the idea of commitment can be terrifying. We wonder what we will do if we've chosen something or someone that proves to be unhappy for us or an unhealthy choice for us. We wonder if we'll then be stuck living out our commitment all the while resenting our situation. And it can cause us to freeze, to not make choices that move us forward in our lives. The concept of joyful dedication invites us to consider approaching commitment from a place of choosing a commitment to a joy-filled life. It invites us to make commitments that are consistently leading us to greater and greater and greater joy. We can start with small decisions and work our way up to larger ones. And we develop a greater trust in our choices if we make decisions that are likely to nurture our sense of long-term joy rather than going for choices that provide immediate gratification but can't sustain our joy for an extended period of time. Our higher selves know the pathway of true joy. By holding joyful dedication in holding, you give yourself an opportunity to open to the feeling tone of joyful dedication, where you derive regular satisfaction and pleasure from a commitment that truly sustains you. Then you can start making choices based upon the knowingness of that feeling tone. As I said before, small choices in the beginning, little things that won't affect your life in a great way, so that you start learning what it feels like to make choices from that place of greater joy. As you prepare to go into the holding, consider a place in your life where you would just love to experience joyful dedication. We'll take that into our holding, and I will see you there.